Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Recurry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. Now, commissioners urge NT government to reconsider new child justice laws. Australia's National Children's Commissioner and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner are backing calls from child health and legal experts for the Northern Territory government to reconsider its proposed changes to the Territory Youth Justice Act. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Commissioner Anne Holland, and we have Commissioner on the line. Very good morning, Anne. How are you? Oh, Anne's not there. We'll get Anne online and open up this conversation, very important conversation. The Northern Territory Government has flagged a raft of changes, including removing detention as a last resort for children, reintroducing the previously banned use of spit hoods, increasing the scope of reasonable force for youth justice officers, and expanding the list of serious offences that are ineligible for youth diversion programs. So, look, a very important space. We'll try again with Commissioner Anne Holland. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Oh, Trevor, hi.
I got you. How are you, Anne?
Good, thanks.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, Commissioner, you're urging the NT government to reconsider new child justice laws?
Oh, well, yes. This is a long-term, battle with the Northern Territory government about the backward steps that have been taken that are seriously affecting the human rights of children.
Mm. So, and then you're urging the government to reconsider new child justice laws. What's the response? Is there open conversation there, Commissioner, or is it a shut door?
Well, no, there's been no open conversation with me as National Children's Commissioner. Mm. Perhaps even more seriously, the Northern Territory Children's Commissioner herself has not been consulted, you know, over time on these backward steps that are being taken that really are, they're not based on any kind of evidence, you know, making the justice system harsher and more punitive on children as young as 10 has not been shown anywhere in the world to make communities any safer.
Yes.
It's completely the wrong approach. It completely misunderstands the nature of the problem that we're trying to solve here, because what we do know is that crime by children is a symptom of unmet needs and underlying issues that are the way that our systems have been unable to address, especially our health and education systems.
Yep, for sure. Now, regarding, can you give us some meat on the bone, so to speak, regarding the report title, Help Way Earlier?
Yes, so last year, my report, Help Way Earlier, How Australia Can Transform Child Justice to Improve Self-Safety and Wellbeing, that was tabled in the Australian Parliament in Canberra a year ago today, I think, actually. So today is the anniversary of that report being tabled, and it's been widely supported by First Nations leaders, by the Law Council of Australia, the Australian Medical Association. You know, I could go on. And a Senate inquiry was called only a couple of weeks later last year that also really endorsed the fact that we had pulled together this international evidence over decades to show that Australia has got it wrong when we're trying to prevent crime by children by making the justice systems more punitive. That's the wrong approach. But unfortunately, the Commonwealth government has not responded as yet to that report. And despite many briefings across the states and territories, we're really struggling to get governments to pay attention to the evidence.
Yes. We should not be a statement here by Katie Kiss, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. Children's exposure to the justice system is a symptom of a systematic racism and intergenerational trauma that compounds complex unmet needs and underlying issues such as poverty, homelessness, disability, health, and all the above. That's got to be on the table as well.
Well, that's what the Help Way Earlier report was all about, Trevor. Yes. In fact, we called it Help Way Earlier because, you know, I spoke to 150 kids all around Australia, many of them already in the detention centres.
Mm.
And when we asked them about what it is that would help kids to not get into trouble with the police, they said, we need help way earlier.
Yeah.
And so we called the report Help Way Earlier. So this is what's another thing that's different about the Help Way Earlier report is it's based on the voices of children and young people and communities themselves, that this is what they're asking for. But as I said, you know, we are taking the wrong approach by just locking up more children. That's not making anybody safer.
So where do we go from here, Commissioner? Is it a waiting game or, like I said, has the door been shut? No one's communicating at the moment. In regard to you urging the NT government to reconsider what's
well,
plan B?
Well, as I said, there was this Senate inquiry, first ever Senate inquiry into youth justice that was called, and their report, you know, endorses what we said in Help Way Earlier. I'm hoping that that Senate committee will continue its work now that the federal parliament has reconvened after the election. But, you know, it's also the case that all of the advocates, and I know, I think you're in Cairns, is that
That's
right?
Correct,
you're
yes.
broadcasting from Cairns. I know that there are some amazing advocates for children and young people in Cairns, and all of us really need to speak with one voice for children. We need to not stop advocating. We need to talk to our local members of parliament, our representatives in government, and we need to, you know, take the Help Way Earlier report, show them that this is what the evidence is saying, that we've got it wrong, and we need to, you know, I don't care what the slogans were in the lead up to elections, like in Queensland. I don't care what, you know, what the government who's in power now said then. What they now need to do, now that they're in power, is to look at the evidence.
Sure, exactly.
Because they're taking the wrong approach in Queensland as well, I can tell you.
Well, there lies the statement, it takes a village to raise a child. So we're all in this together, are we not, Commissioner?
We're all in this together, and be reassured that, like I said, the Law Council of Australia and the Australian Medical Association, these very important professional bodies all agree with what's in the Help Way Earlier report. So, you know, we just have to keep fighting.
Keep fighting. Look, we'll be in touch, Commissioner. Thank you very much for your yarn. You take care, and we'll keep our conversation rolling. Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Thanks. Good on you, Trevor. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's our Commissioner Anne Holland, our National Children's Commissioner. And we're talking about how the Commissioner is urging NT Government to reconsider new child justice laws. The NT Government has flagged a raft of changes, including removing detention as a last resort for children, reintroducing the previous ban, use of spit hoods, increasing the scope of reasonable force for youth justice officers, and expanding the list of serious offences that are ineligible for youth diversion programs. The changes to the Act have been considered by the NT Parliament. That's where we're at. Have your say, Nyan Upstrong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn Upstrong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Beautiful track there. That's Blue Mountains, Rita Mills, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Upstrong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from McCurry, live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, the Yarrabo Music and Cultural Festival will return this month with Cape York band Black Image announced as headline act. So with that, we're going to talk to a deadly brother, Dylan Harrigan, Black Image band member, and we've got brother on the line. DH, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, bro. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan, mate, from Cooktown area, Balkan Water Man.
Too deadly, brother. Represent. Big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much. So, with the Black Image Band, a member you are, and they're performing at the Yarrabah Music Cultural Festival, the New Look Yarrabah Festival, Cape York Band, Black Image performing, brother. Headlining the act. You've got to be excited about that. That'll be over there at Yarri, beautiful mountains of Yarrabah, brother.
Yeah, bro. So, it's good to get back over the hill there to Yarri and play for the mob over there. It's been a while, but excited about this newly festival that they put together. So yeah, it's can't wait.
Go on, brother. Give us a bit of background regarding Black Image Band, how it all started, who was involved, and I think of course family members isn't it, brother?
Yeah, we're all brothers. Hey, we started a very long time ago. Used to play when we were little. Picking innies in Dad's band, eh?
Yep, lovely, beautiful.
And then I think around 96, 97, I think he handed the guitars over and said, you know.
Like hand a baton over, hand the guitars over.
Yeah, it was nearly 30 years ago. So, yeah, we were pretty, we've been plugging away since then. So it's just all us brothers, eh, in the band. And now we've got the young fella joining in.
Yep.
In the last couple of years, young Adam, he's one of our guitarists now. So
good.
One day he might take over and kick us out, eh?
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Watch your back there, brother. Watch your back.
Yeah.
So how many band members we got on board, brother?
We got about, there's four brothers.
Yes.
And then there's the one nephew.
Okay, beautiful.
So, yeah, Clifford, Piando, Vincent, and myself, and yeah, young Adam, the nephew, which is, he's the son of Anselm.
Yep, too deadly, brother. Now, we know a lot of your tracks, and we play a lot of your music here on Bumma Bipra. Is there new songs coming? Who write the songs? Is it a shared team effort, or how does that work, brother?
Well, I think most of the songs are written by myself and Vincent.
Okay, yep.
And young Adam is starting to join in on the songwriting scene with us.
Mm.
But, yeah, we are definitely going in the studios.
Deadly.
We are going to put out a new album,
good material. Yes, yes.
And I think we're going to pluck a song each from the last albums.
Yeah.
Just one, and do a reversion of that.
All right.
As well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's probably, I think, the Mullet song will be on there.
Yeah, beautiful.
We're going to do a reversion of that one. And, so we're excited that we're going to do probably be a 12-track album, I think.
Yep.
Some of the songs will be also in language. So
that's beautiful too, brother. That's beautiful. Look, fantastic, brother. So that's all the vision, the future to what you want to do. But the great news is you are headlining the New Look Yarrabah Festival and happening at the end of this month. So looking forward to seeing you. Bumma Bipra will be over there, brother, so we'll hook up. And
thank you, brother,
for your yarn. And big shout-out to your family and band members, and keep doing what you're doing, cuss.
No worries. Thank you, Russ. See you there.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Dylan Harrigan, Black Image band member. Fantastic. And they're performing the headlining, the New Look Yarrabah Festival. And the group made up of multiple generations, as Dylan pointed out there, family members, and known for celebrating culture and heritage through its songs and live performances. For festival organisers, say their inclusion reflects the events of focus on family, culture and community connection. It's exactly what Black Image does. They focus on family and they get it together. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Pouring down on the carpet land. lands called Dukiwara, a land from my mother's side, woman and a that we didn't know. But knowing she's from the Darpa clan, have you ever seen my land? A beautiful place for all to see, the waterfalls, the colored sands. This place they call my home. Hope fell. Now as my people go out to sea, catching turtle in the deep blue sea, as the beautiful coral shines, colorful fishes swim by and by. Have you ever seen my land? Have you ever seen my from the oceans to the inland beauty? This place they call my home.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Pushing me aside. get on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungee, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I got them flags high and the radio on pause. They caught me on the rise, the rock standing tall. I hail from TSI, golden mic from the north. Heard them in the streets, they vibe a different beat. I talk of revolution and it's scary when we speak. With blood upon this red dirt, its vein is running deep. And now the beds are burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption, I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum rolls, the drum roll is mean. A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance. Lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teacher, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah. Let the rhythm take control.
Warriors, warriors.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
For this rage is the hunger for the truth. The future is confused. Time to change the news. Color people's thoughts. Change their worldviews. A microphone sire. Build an empire. Zenitis will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fist. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines. Fiji to the South Seas. Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we want. Power to the movement in Brazil. Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes. A warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise. Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for the mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
Mind.
Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Yeah, beautiful track there, and that's Warriors Dance, and it's Mau Power featuring Astro Brim. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and New Dingy Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Look at headlines news, National Indigenous Times. Designer Brodie George named Indigenous Business Excellence runner-up at 2025 Oz Mumpreneur Awards. Created by sisters Peace Mitchell and Kathy Garner, the Oz Mumpreneur Awards celebrated the achievements of Australian mums in business across a wide range of categories, including business excellence, product innovation, customer service, sustainability and technology. There are so many incredible women right across Australia, balance in motherhood and entrepreneurship, and these awards are a chance to share their stories and celebrate their success, said Garner. Brody George is a proud Wallumajari and Gudayandi woman from Fitzroy Island in the Kimberley of Western Australia, now based in Boorloo, and her brand, Jala Yima Mia Swim, is more than swimwear. It is an empowerment movement for women, particularly Aboriginal women, to feel confident in their evolving bodies and celebrate them with pride. So over the past 12 months, Brady George's achievement have included showcasing Jala Yima Swim at New York Fashion Week, launching the core collection designed through community feedback, and returning to Fitzroy Crossing to host a riverfront photo shoot and with young women, created powerful opportunities for them to see themselves represented in new ways. Where I come from, swimwear is almost taboo through a mix of cultural protocol and the impact of colonization. Women have not been used to showing their bodies, let alone celebrating them. At Jalamara Swim is about changing that, creating a movement that helps women embrace pregnancy, postpartum, and age of confidence. She says, I love running this business because it allows me to share my stories, my culture, and to celebrate women in their glory. Jalamina Swim would be all nothing without my community and the incredible women who have put their hands up to lead the way. So there she is, runner-up at the Indigenous Business Excellence runner-up for 2025 Oz Mumpreneur Awards, Brody George. But she's a winner in our eyes too, Dudley, and enjoying the journey of success. So, yep, girls can do anything, and they say we have 8 hours of working, 8 hours of sleeping. The other 8 hours, we can build empires. So more power to you, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Country, turning up country. The new Queensland government is helping kids get active and play their favourite sport with $200 play-on sports vouchers. There's heaps of sports to play all across Queensland in winter or summer for families with kids aged 5 to 17. Search play-on, authorised by the Queensland government.
Station sponsor.
Testing for bowel cancer is simple, private and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from age 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your bowel cancer screening test every 2 years can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Beautiful track there, Miles Bing, Island Talk, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana, strong daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station, here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to News, National Radio Service. Other news here, NITV. Well, here we have it. Respected journalist Dan Boucher has been announced as NITV's new general manager. The 25-year-old veteran of news and broadcasting has returned to the fold 15 years after starting the Indigenous broadcaster as a reporter. So former ABC journalist Dan Boucher will lead the Nationals Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander broadcaster as NITV General Manager. The announcement on Wednesday. Widely respected for his work across multiple outlets over 25 years' career, Boucher filled the role vacated by Tanya Denning-Ullman earlier this year. It also marks a return, with the journalist making his debut with the broadcaster 15 years ago. "This feels like coming home," he says. "NITV gave me my start in television back in 2010 as a political reporter, and returning now as general manager is a privilege." The appointment was welcomed by Denny Ullman, SBS director of First Nations. Dan brings a wealth of media experience, strong cultural knowledge, and a passion for championing First Nation voices, all deeply valuable as the NITV enters the exciting new era, she says. Look, fantastic, and a new space, a new chapter, and there it is, leading from holding the reins for NITV, so the future looks bright. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Count your blessing, 1, 2, 3. Don't save them for tomorrow. There's something out there you will see. Chase it down, don't let it go.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kat yendaba bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
It's your boy MSP. Ekole, I start for worry. Worry belong I like seni. Ekole take me go.
Beautiful track there, Taking Me Go Boy Again, and that's MSP here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. You mob, thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, that deadly number 1-800-422-416. 24/7, text your brother 045-714-0550 or our Facebook page or BBM987FM. Good sharing with you. Thank you very much. Big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, puts us across the country. And also big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the big island of Australia and the beautiful work we do in regarding our voices, our music, our yarns. A very powerful tool. And like I said, we're in the 21st century. People are on social media, but they still listen to the wireless. Too deadly, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
Gather round, people. Let me tell you a story. An 8-year-old story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Glengarry
we're opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business. Broad was his dog. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance. Her debt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things, big grow. Things fall.
My name is Vincent Lindiari. Can't land wrong to me. Can land right.
Lingari kumanda pampuntawia palumpangura pirun pakwia vesti tu pirukurtu wangkanyi Vincent mani muno dalas unkunjiki jango.
From little things, big things grow. From
appeared in the land, and he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. That was the story.